Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests and celebrate the birthdays of Richard Whiting and Benny Moten. I received a very nice email from first-time listener Jeremy in Falmer, England. Jeremy recently joined the Al Boley discussion group on the internet, which is how he heard about the program, and he requested that I play some Al Boley as a thank you to his fellow list member and fellow listener, Jeff, which I'm only too happy to do. Now, of course, Al Boley is most closely associated with bandleader Ray Noble, but here for Jeff and Jeremy is their Al with some other bands.
Thank you. Won't you tell me who do you want to be kind and true? Who do you think thinks the world of you and loves you too? How do you like to be held like this? Who do you suppose would be nice to kiss? Who do you need to be near to make a fuss of you? Why don't you name the day? We'll ask them to play Mr. Mendelssohn's wedding song. Please be kind, make up your mind. Let another good man go wrong. What'll you do when you hear that tune? Who will you take on a honeymoon? Who do you love? Who's the absolutely who for you? Thank you.
Well, Jeff and Jeremy, I hope you enjoyed that selection of Al Boley songs. We just heard Al with Fred Elizalde in his music, recording in London's Rudolf Steiner Hall around July 25, 1928, and Wherever You Are. That was preceded by Al with Howard Godfrey and his Waldorfians and the musical question, Who Do You Love? From October of 1931. The Waldorf was built in 1908, and Howard Godfrey joined the hotel in 1926 and stayed for 14 years, leaving only to join in the war effort in 1940. His band was also known as the Aldwych Players. We began that Al Boley set with Al and the Jack Leon Band and a bubbly rendition of Bubbling Over with Love from June of 1931. Jack Leon's was a recording band, and later in his career he was conductor of the Scottish Variety Orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Listener Dan sent an email last week with a request for three very specific recordings, about two and a half of which are fulfilled in this set.
Thank you. with your lovely glow. Where are you bound for, may I ask? What your diamonds cost you, everybody knows. All the world can see behind your mask. All dolled up in glad rags, tomorrow may turn to sad rags. They call you glad rag doll. Admired, desired by lovers who soon grow tired. Poor little glad rag doll. You're just a pretty toy they like to play with. You're not the kind they choose to grow old and gray with. Don't make this the end, dear. It's never too late to mend, dear. Poor little glad rag doll.
Thank you.
With a vocal trio of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice, that was Da Silva Brown and Henderson's Lucky Day from George White's Scandals, played by George Olsen and his music on June 10, 1926. Lucky Day was preceded by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Glad Rag Doll. Scrappy Lambert was the vocalist on that January 17, 1929 recording. Glad Rag Doll was composed by Dan Dougherty and Milton Eger, with the lyric by Jack Yellen. Listener Dan also requested We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow by Ambrose and his orchestra. We did begin that set with We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow, but unfortunately I don't have Ambrose recording. Instead, we heard Madame Tussaud's dance orchestra, directed by Stanley Barnett, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band, and their version recorded in London in January of 1934. The vocalist was Dan Donovan.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Listener Dan also had a request for some recordings by the BBC and NBC orchestras. Here you go, Dan.
Thank you.
Hot stuff. Teddy Hill and his NBC Orchestra, May 17, 1937, and one of NPR's 100 Most Important American Musical Works of the 20th Century, King Porter's Stomp. Jelly Roll Morton wrote King Porter's Stomp in the early 1900s while still a teenager in New Orleans. That recording by Teddy Hill features the first recorded solo by trumpeter John Burks Gillespie, better known as Dizzy Gillespie. As for the first two recordings in that set, the British Broadcasting Corporation was formed in October of 1922, began daily broadcasts from London on November 14th, and by 1925 could be heard throughout most of the UK. On May 24, 1923, Ben Davis Carlton Hotel Dance Band was heard on radio broadcast, as was Henry Hall's Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra in 1924. In 1925, the BBC broadcast Jack Payne and his Hotel Cecil Orchestra. The BBC's first house band, called the London Radio Band, made its debut on February 26, 1926. This group had been resident at the Cavour Restaurant in London and was under the direction of violinist Sid Furman. In 1928, the BBC decided to form its own house band, called the BBC Dance Orchestra, under the direction of Jack Payne, and it was Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra who started off that set with Choo Choo from February 10, 1931. Frank Trumbauer composed and recorded Choo Choo, and it was a very popular tune, also recorded by Jack Hilton, Marius Winter, and Duke Ellington. Jack Payne led the BBC Dance Orchestra for 4 years, appearing every weekday afternoon from 5:15 to 6. He announced his resignation in January of 1932, and the BBC had to scramble to replace not only Jack, but the orchestra, since it was under contract to and left with him. They signed Henry Hall, who was musical director of the LMS Hotel Organization and in charge of more than 30 bands. The new BBC Dance Orchestra, conducted by Henry Hall, made its debut on March 15, 1932. And after Jack Payne, we heard Henry Hall and his BBC Dance Orchestra and Buffoon from March 21, 1936. Henry Hall's last broadcast with the BBC Dance Orchestra was September 25, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, November 13th, marked the birth in Kansas City, Missouri, of Benny Moten, leader of the Top Territory Band of the 20s. Moten formed his first group, the BB&D Trio, in 1918, and by 1922 it had expanded into a sextet and played regularly at the Panama Club and the Streets Hotel. The group made its first recording in 1923 for OK when they accompanied blues singer Ada Brown on Evil Mama Blues. In 1926, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra began recording for Victor, and Moten had several bands touring under his name in the 20s. In 1928, the band went to New York, where they were well received, but they turned down an engagement at Connie's Inn and returned to Kansas City. In 1929, Count Basie left Walter Page's Blue Devils and joined the band, where he replaced Benny at the piano. Benny Moten's most famous recording session, 10 songs cut on December 13, 1932, was also his last. In 1935, Moten's band traveled to Denver to begin an engagement at the Rainbow Ballroom while their leader stayed in Kansas City to have his tonsils removed. What should have been a routine operation went tragically wrong, and Moten died on the operating table April 2, 1935, at age 39. Benny's nephew Buster and Count Basie led the band for several months to fulfill bookings, but the core of the band went on to form the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's Benny Moten. I like that band. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recording in Chicago on July 19, 1929, and the rag Now Goofy Dust, written by Benny Moten. That was preceded by Bouncin' Around, waxed in Kansas City on October 31, 1930. We began our little tribute to Benny Moten with Ding Dong Blues, another Moten composition from June 12, 1927.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1891 in Peoria, Illinois, of composer Richard Whiting. He grew up in a musical family. His father was a real estate agent but played several instruments, and his mother was a trained pianist. After graduating from Harvard Military School in Los Angeles, he got singing jobs in vaudeville shows. In 1913, at age 22, he got a job in Detroit with the Jerome H. Remick Music Corporation and moonlighted playing piano in a local hotel. Whiting's first hit came in 1914 with I Wonder Where My Lovin' Man Has Gone. While with Remick in Detroit, he worked with lyricists Gus Kahn and Ray Egan, producing hits such as Till We Meet Again and Some Sunday Morning. Other collaborators included Leo Robin, Buddy DeSilva, Sidney Clare, and Haven Gillespie. In the late 20s, Remick sent him to Hollywood to work for Paramount Pictures. In 1931, he scored two Broadway shows, Free for All and Take a Chance, but returned to Hollywood to work for Fox Studios and then Warner Brothers, where he collaborated with lyricist Johnny Mercer. Richard Whiting was just 46 years old when he died of a heart attack on February 10, 1938, in Beverly Hills. I think you'll like this set of songs by Richard Whiting, beginning with Annette Henshaw.
Seems like we are all sat there for you to have explained. We could do a duet, dear, if you could only sing. Romeo, you, and Juliet, me. Tiny boy, come climb upon my balcony. Come on, hun, I think you'll like it. Where Shakespeare ends, that's where we start in. Cut the words and get to where the deeds begin. Come on, hun, I think you'll like it. The way we girls are dressed, don't know me had four more on. You act like I was a Joan of Arc with her armor on. A big boy like you, a cutie like me. Honey, here's your chance to make some history. Come on, hun, I think you'll like it. Chance to make some history. Come on, hun. I think you'll like it.
Should any doubt come, wait for the outcome, hopefully. Always, in all ways, whatever may be, I will rely on just you and trust you. Sometimes in small ways we may not agree, but we can weather hardships together, wait and see. We'll find a happy ending if you will keep depending always, in all ways, on me.
We began our tribute to Richard Whiting with Annette Hanshaw singing the George Marion Jr. lyric in her best boop-boop-a-doop voice, and I Think You'll Like It, from October 28, 1929. Next, it was the Louisiana Rhythm Kings with I Have to Have You, recorded by Brunswick on January 20, 1930, just a couple of months after Annette Hanshaw recorded her version. Next, it was Rosy Cheeks by the University Six. Hal White sang the Seymour Simons lyric on that April 12, 1927 recording on the Harmony label. We finished up with Lloyd Keating and his music, a pseudonym for Jack Albin, and Always in All Ways. The vocalist was Bill Cody, who sang the Frank Harling lyric on that September 16, 1930 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.